Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Davis hits a high fly ball, deep left field. Get out the tape measure. Grand slam. Grand slam, Taylor Davis. The ball game is tied at 5, and it's starting to feel like a Cubs-Cardinals Saturday afternoon at Wrigley.
Remember that time Taylor Davis hit that grand slam against the Cardinals?
Vividly, actually. Yeah. It was a hell of a day.
That was awesome. Taylor Davis is on Twitter at Beans with a Z underscore TD. The Iowa Cubs catcher joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. And you say, well, why have Taylor Davis on other than the fact that he's just a really nice guy and fun to talk to and knows baseball?
That's
well,
enough for me.
Yeah, but there's all kinds of context here with Adbert Alzole coming up and Craig Kimbrell on the way. How you been, Taylor?
Good. Yeah, absolutely. I've been doing well. I wish the reason for the phone call was similar to the last one, but yeah, no, it's everything else is going good.
I'm sure we'll have that phone call a little bit later on in the season. You'll have a couple of starts. Everything will be good. You'll get a couple of knocks. Which of the pitchers should we start with here? I'm guessing it's the guy you've caught most often in Adbert Alzole, because how many pitches have you really caught from Craig Kimbrell so far as he's been on the AAA Iowa Cubs?
I think we can go ahead and throw in his 7 warm-ups and call it like 16.
Perfect.
Kimbrell went first pitch out, and I think the second hitter was 2 pitches, and the third hitter was 3 pitches, and he struck him out, and walked in and understood that. He goes, yeah, I need to strike out one guy. I mean, I guess that's fair, you know? But, we can talk about Adbert first. That's perfectly good.
Well, what's changed about him so much? Obviously, the injury set him back a whole bunch last season. But there were some struggles, both with command and with stuff, as I understand it. And he's really pulled things together to get his call to the bigs just today.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it, if you look back to even before he got hurt, there was a lot of him kind of being not held back, but slowing down. The organization slowed him down. I don't think, he was pretty much throwing, 4 to 5 innings pretty much every year before he got hurt. This year he's kind of had a little bit of a longer leash. And honestly, the breaking ball has gotten better. The velo's there. The command has been there. And the one thing that I tell everybody about this kid, and the reason that I think he's the truth, is because he works hard. He cares. He's a good person. You want to root for him. That's always a bonus, especially when you already have everything else. He's got everything else. He's got the 97-mile-an-hour fastball. He's got the swing-and-miss breaking ball when you know it's coming, and he's got the changeup that he can throw at any count. So I'm excited for Cubs fans. I've been excited for this moment for years, for the last 2 years, because I think this kid's really special.
What's the tilt like on the breaking ball? I've heard the term slider used. I've heard the term curve used. And we know now that understanding the vertical spin axis and horizontal spin axis is important, how much sideways movement it has and how it can be tunneled up with that fastball.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. Somebody smarter than me can probably answer that. I think that he does adjust it every now and again, though. I think he can throw a little bit of both. You'll occasionally get the bigger one with the higher vertical movement, and then you'll get the one with the horizontal movement. He's got a clue on the mound, which is, obviously something that I love to have as somebody that knows what he's doing. And so he's able to add and subtract when he needs to.
It's nice to have somebody you can work with as opposed to work against. That doesn't happen for a lot of young pitchers, guys who are 24 or like Adbert is.
Exactly. Like I said, with as hard as he works and everything that he puts into the game and the ability for him to go out there and trust us when we're putting down fingers. And then at the end of the day, we can talk about how good the spin of the breaking ball, whatever. Look, man, he throws it by bats, and that's the important thing.
Tiger Cubs catcher Taylor Davis here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Albert Alzolay's on his way up. Craig Kimbrough hopefully soon. What would you say, you know, Albert's on his way. He's probably going to work out of the bullpen some. He'll get a start or two. What does he need to do? What does really any AAA starter that has to go into the bullpen for a big league team need to focus on most? What would your advice be to, you know, kind of shorten the workload for a guy like that?
You know, for Adbert, I think the big thing is just understanding the bullpen. You know, he's been a starter for so long. I don't want him to get too ramped up. I want him to keep that same mentality. The fun thing for Cubs fans, you're probably going to get to see a little bit. You're going to get to see an Adbert Alzolay that'll be a tick up because he's in the bullpen. The velo should spike a little bit. But, you know, the reality is I just want him to go out there and get ahead. He needs to go out there. He needs to throw strikes. And get ahead of hitters. If he gets ahead of guys, he is insignificant. And I know that that is a, you know, that's a cliche. But when you have the kind of stuff that he has, if he can get ahead of you, it's really hard to get out of that hole.
Craig Kimbrell was on the mound. You were behind the plate. What did it look like from your perspective?
Man, you don't ever want to look down the barrel of that gun. not in the batter's box. I'll tell you that much. Obviously it was not very much, but, the guy's arguably already one of the best of all time, if not the best. He'll probably go down as the best of all time, as a closer. So, I mean, you know, the stuff is incredible, as a person, unbelievable. Yeah, he fit right in. You would have had no idea. So what I told people was it was the heaviest fastball I've ever caught. And most of the time when you say that, it's because the ball sinks. So his ball didn't sink. It stayed true, and it was really heavy. But it was a lot of fun. It was a exciting experience for me and not as exciting for the hitters.
I wonder how we quantify heavy now. Because is that
spin rate. You can
higher
quantify
spin,
it by
right?
Spin rate.
Right.
It's lower spin. Lower spin.
Lower spin.
So
how does
higher
that work?
A higher spin rate. When you hear guys that throw rising fastballs, that's a higher spin rate. It means that it doesn't drop as much when it comes to the plate. A lower spin rate is going to seem heavier. So if I can throw really hard with as low as of possible as a spin rate, it'll seem what we call heavy. Just meaning that it seems really hard. When you throw that fastball, even if it's 100 at the really good spin rate, you feel like you can see it the whole way, and then you swing at it and you don't hit it. So it's really frustrating. They're both frustrating. But, yeah, the lower spin rate means that it is heavier. But I don't know his spin rates. I don't know. I haven't looked.
You figure Kimbrell has some rust on him. He is, as I'm told, he is human. I'm pretty sure that's true. Is the rust conditioning for him? Like, can you see any rust on mechanics or on stuff? I mean, it sounds like he's clicking at 100 cylinders. I mean, it's not looking like it's anything that'd keep him out of the bigs.
Yeah, no, I think everybody, you know, wants to face as many hitters as they need to before they're ready. I think, but yeah, I mean, he looked good. I don't know. You know, there's no better answer for me to give you. I mean, look, like I said, dude, he's one of the greatest closers of all time. He's striking out like, what was it, 2 years ago, he struck out like half the league.
Yeah.
I don't know how much rust could possibly be on there. Like, this guy's like built a platinum. I don't know.
We are talking with Iowa Cubs catcher Taylor Davis on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Triple-A baseball has been part of this experiment, I guess, for lack of a better term, this year. Ever since switching to the major league ball, as expected, home runs through the roof. This Titleist, whatever this is cutting through the air in a way that no one has ever seen before. Joe Maddon talked about it last night. He described it as extraterrestrial. He says it's taking off like a UFO. What has been the talk around AAA as you guys have seen this firsthand?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the ball's moving a little different. Absolutely. But to me, personally as a catcher, I think it was really important that this happened because I think you saw it far too often. Pitchers go to the big leagues and come back down and would really struggle when they got back down here. And I would always question. I would always ask the pitching coaches or the players themselves, "Why is this? Why is this such a phenomenon that we're noticing? And nobody really had a good answer. And then I thought about the fact that they're throwing with two different baseballs. And somebody had brought that up to me, like, hey, you know, we're going to the big leagues throwing this ball with no laces. We're coming back down here throwing this ball with serious laces. So, yes, is the hitting getting, you know, exacerbated down here? Absolutely. Guys are hitting more home runs, so be it. But pitchers are able to keep their feel. And at the end of the day, the reason we are here is to make the team up there better, and I think that's doing that here. So I think it's very beneficial that we have the Major League Baseball. So be it that there's an extra two home runs a game or whatever there may be. I'm sure there's not that much. But whatever there may be, I think it's worth it so that these guys can keep their stuff going, can keep throwing their bullpens, can keep throwing their pitches, and keep working using the same baseball they're going to use to help the big league team win.
So, Taylor, I'm looking through a couple of game logs for Dylan Maples, and when the Cubs sent him down, Joe Maddon said, this is the last time I want to have this conversation with you. Things are going to be fine for you at AAA Iowa. We'll bring you back up, and you should be good to go. This dude hasn't given up a damn thing in a long time and a bunch of strikeouts. Did you slap him around a little bit 2 weeks ago? What did you fix with Dylan Maples? Because, good Lord.
No, I mean, you know, Dylan is, look, you know, everybody knows Dylan's got the stuff. The stuff has never been a question. I think there is a legitimate argument to be made. This will be probably a headline somewhere online, like clickbait or something.
Awesome.
I think there's a legitimate argument to be made, though, that he has the best stuff in baseball. And I don't mean he's the best pitcher in baseball. By no means do I mean that. But I do think that his three-pitch mix may be better, nastier, or whatever, however you want to say it, than anybody else in the game. It is really, really impressive. And his ability to throw those three pitches day in and day out, it's just unbelievable. I really think that this kid has got a long future because he's, as you see, he misses a lot of bats. And the takes are bad. Like, if you guys ever get a chance to go watch him pitch, you know, you see him pitch in the big leagues and they get bad takes. Just imagine what they do down here. The guys, you don't see anything like this, especially, you know, not in AAA. So he's been looking really good. He's been dominant. But, you know, this whole bullpen has been dominant. This has been a really good year for AAA all the way around. We're hitting the ball well. We've got some starters throwing the ball well. The bullpen has been an absolute joke. And the bullpen has helped up there some, too. So,
how often are you consulted on things like this? Just out of curiosity, I know that everybody's got data, and I know the cameras are there, and I know there is a lot of this organization. There's just smart people crawling all over everything. But it's also an organization that wants to hear input and doesn't mind anecdotal, doesn't mind some subjective. It's one thing to offer this to us. Are you giving these same kind of unvarnished opinions to people within the organization?
Yeah, I think, you know, look, people in baseball in general, there are, it's kind of turning into like an iRobot movie, right? Like, there are a lot of machines pumping out a lot of numbers. Even in the draft and scouting, everything's changing, right? Guys are looking at the numbers instead of looking at the players. But at the end of the day, the human element is still a factor. The eye still matters. There's still scouts and area scouts for a reason. So, yeah, you know, I'm definitely giving opinions whenever asked. I would say my opinions as the player are more after the fact. So my opinions at AdBear is a little different. But let's just say we, you know, had got somebody new. I'd caught him a couple times, and he gets called up. Well, after he got called up, I may get a phone call or a text. Hey, how's he been playing? What are we going to do here? What do we need to work? What do we need to watch? Stuff like that. But no, not a whole bunch. For the most part, the coaches, you know, your coaching staff does a really good job of that. But, yeah, I mean, whenever I'm asked, I give honest opinions for sure.
Taylor, appreciate it as always, man. Great talking with you. Everybody loves hearing from you. Best of luck down there. Hit some dingers.
Thank you. I'll try.
That is Taylor Davis. Always a delight to talk baseball with him on these airwaves.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.